I kind of go with Rick's version of 12 minutes are free, and I think I'll even give you a special deal. But it might be a little shorter than that. But kind of going and adding to what Jared brought this morning, you know, it applies to the seniors. It applies to us on an everyday standard. And it's one of those things, it's God's Word is consistent throughout. And what we're going to look at tonight, or this afternoon, is something that we're preparing. And we start preparing from the time we have kids to the time we start going to church as children and looking at it. And that's what I was kind of sitting there thinking. I thought, well, the seniors, they've had 13 or 14 years preparing in school system to go out into the world. And the parents, they've had 17 or 18 years with these kids to go out into the world. But, and the grandparents, well, I'll just say they've had longer than that. And because they've been there, but God has spent, and He has eternity planned out for us. All we have to do is to read and to study and to take hold of it. And that's what we're going to kind of look at a couple of verses tonight and to kind of look at that. Because even though we prepare for it, if we never apply ourselves, it's wasted. And that's kind of where, you know, the scriptures here prepare us for that. But if we don't go out and apply that to our friends, our neighbors, our family, then it's also a wasted opportunity. So we need to take what we prepare for here, reading, studying the scriptures, as well as going to school for 13 or 14 years, going on to college, if that's the case. But it's a continuation of preparing ourselves, because we're constantly being, you know, go be prepared to give an answer. And that's kind of what we're going to look at. So if you want to turn over to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, look at a couple of verses here. In 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and we'll begin in verse 1. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of His appearing in His kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardships, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. And here, we might not all be ministers, but we can all be evangelists. We can all tell the truth. We can all know the scriptures enough to have a discussion. And the only way to do that is to study and to read and to live that example. And it's one of those things, if we don't take the opportunities that we do have when they appear to us, then you're going to find, like it says, these people will find somebody to tell them what they want to hear. And most of the time when people go out to find something that they want to hear, it's not the truth. It's something that is easy. It's something that fits their lifestyles. And that lifestyle is not in accordance with the scriptures. And that's something that we have to be very, very leery of, you know, pushing someone down that road. And that's where the only way, again, to do that is to study and read. And we can turn over into 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. Again, you know, we have to be prepared. 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and we'll begin in verse 15. But in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. And here, we don't want to see physical harm or, you know, someone being hurt. But it's one of those things would a little bit of a bruise or a little bit of a slap on their hand be better than spending eternity in hell? And that's something as Christians that we have to, if we skip that opportunity, we don't have that answer. And, you know, and we might not all have the answer at the exact time, the perfect time, but if we're willing to look, to study with people, we can find the answer. And we can know the answer's right here in the Scriptures. And it's something that we can sit down, we can read, we can study, we can look at, and we can learn together. And but if you're just going to sit there and shove everybody off to the side or not worry about looking for the truth, then we're going to miss that opportunity. And, you know, and here again, in Ephesians, the second chapter, we can see God's plan. It's not a fluke. This is not a mistake that we are to do good work. We are here to help spread God's word. We are here to know the truth and to help those that don't know it. In Ephesians, the second chapter and verse 10, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Here we can see, we know we need to be doing good works. We're designed, God designed us to help those that are in need. And we know we can do that only by knowing the truth, by reading, knowing the Scriptures. And that's how we prepare ourselves. And, you know, and then that's one of those things, it's kind of like preparing a job site or preparing to take a test. You can study and study, but if you don't show up the day of the test, you're going to fail. And as Christians, we have to be prepared, but more importantly, we have to be prepared to put it into practice. And we have to know what we're building on. And you can look over the next column or just later on in the same chapter. Here Paul gives us what our foundation is, what we are building and preparing our Christian faith and what it's built on. And look in verse 20 of Ephesians, second chapter. "Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, which Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone." And here Paul was talking about the Gentiles being able to have that faith, to have that opportunity to have a home with him in heaven. And what is it built on? And it's built on Christ. And it's not built on, you know, someone in Harvard or someone in Oxford or some other big college to have all sorts of degrees and letters behind their names telling them what it's on. It's right here in the Scriptures. It's something that's going to stay the same. It's going to be the same tomorrow as it is today. And it's the truth. It's the truth of God. And it's God's Word. And we can prepare ourselves, and there we have to know what we're preparing for, and that is to have that home in heaven. And that's, and then finally we can see in Matthew, the 25th chapter, that is our reward. That is our reason to be able to talk to someone, to be wanting to be prepared to give an answer that Jesus is the cornerstone, that everything is based upon him, and it's for him that we are doing this. In Matthew, the 25th chapter, and you can see, you know, a lot of people in the world, in the, you know, out in society, says, you know, everybody's a good person, they can all go to heaven. It's all there. Well, as you can see here, God has prepared a place for prepared people. But he's also prepared a place for unprepared people. And that's the part that they, a lot of times, leave out. They don't want to know and give you the truth. And in Matthew, the 25th chapter, in verse 34, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.'" And here we can see this is our opportunity, that we have something that is prepared for us. It's that home in heaven. It's perfect. God has prepared it. And more importantly, he's prepared someone, something for someone that doesn't want to take the time to study, to read, to apply themselves. In verse 41, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. This is not just a circumstance, a happenstance that, if you're not perfect, you just might not get the perfect room. You might not get the silk sheets. This is something that is prepared as hell. This is something that is going to be eternal. It's going to be something more important than anything else that we can have here, and it's actually prepared. God knew in advance that there were going to be some that refused to listen to the truth. And it's one of those things, he tells us, he warns us, and hopefully we have the opportunity to warn those around us that if they're not willing to be prepared, to take the time to study and to read and to look at the truth, look at the scriptures, then there is going to be a punishment. There is going to be a reward that you don't want to be part of. And that's something, there again, I forgot to even see what we got it all squeezed into. But hopefully, just looking here at a couple of verses, that, being a Christian, you're preparing yourself, you're preparing your family, you're preparing, being a student is a continuous thing. It's not just 13 years in the school system or 4 or 5 years in the college system. It's one of those things. It's a daily, ongoing process to learn and be prepared, because somebody's going to always be asking a question, and we need to be prepared to give them an answer. And if there's any in the audience tonight that feels that they need the prayers of the church, or they're ready to take on baptism and to serve Christ, please come as we stand and sing.